This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In a rare, if not unprecedented, rebuke against one of the five veto-wielding members of the UN Security Council, the UN General Assembly voted Thursday to suspend Russia from the World Organization leading human rights body over allegations that Russian soldiers in Ukraine engaged in rights violations that the United States and Ukraine have called war crimes. Addressing the UN General Assembly, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says a vote to suspend Russia from the UN Human Rights Council was a significant step.
This is an important and historic moment. Countries from around the globe have voted to suspend Russia from the UN Human Rights Council for its gross and systematic violations of human rights. We have collectively sent a strong message that the suffering of victims and survivors will not be ignored.
Russian troops, meanwhile, retreating from the northern Ukrainian city, left behind crushed building streets littered with destroyed cars and residents in dire need of food and other aid. Images that added fuel to Kyiv's calls Thursday for more Western help to halt Moscow's next offensive. The Ukrainian foreign minister warned Thursday that despite a recent Russian pullback, the country remains vulnerable, and he pleaded for weapons, more weapons from NATO to face down the coming offensive in the east. Nations from the alliance agreed to increase their supply of arms, spurred on by reports that Russian forces committed atrocities in areas surrounding the capital. Dozens of people lined up to receive bread, diapers, and medicine from vans parked outside a shattered school, now serving as an aid distribution point. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States has sharply increased the number of Ukrainians admitted to the country at the Mexican border, as even more refugees fleeing the Russian invasion follow the same route. A government recreation center in the Mexican border city of Tijuana had grown to about 1,000 waiting refugees Thursday. But Tijuana officials and volunteers say the U.S. has begun processing much faster. The Biden administration has said it would take up to 100,000 Ukrainians, but Mexico is the only route producing significant numbers. Appointments at U.S. consulates in Europe are scarce, and refugee resettlement takes time. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court, shattering a historic barrier by securing her place as the first black female justice and giving U.S. President Joe Biden a bipartisan endorsement for his effort to diversify the court. Cheers rang out in the U.S. Senate chamber as Jackson was confirmed on Thursday. The vote was 53-47, with three Republicans voting for the confirmation. She will take her seat when Justice Stephen Breyer returns this summer, rejuvenating a diminished liberal wing of the conservative-dominated court. Jackson will be just the third black justice after Thurgood Marshall and Clarence Thomas and the sixth woman. At her hearings last month, she told U.S. senators she would apply the law without fear or favor. More information is being disclosed about two men impersonating U.S. federal agents. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
One of two men accused of impersonating federal agents and providing gifts and free apartments in Washington to actual Secret Service agents claimed to have ties to Pakistani intelligence. In court Thursday, federal prosecutors said 35-year-old Haider Ali had told witnesses that he was affiliated with the Inter-Services Intelligence Agency in Pakistan and had multiple visas from Pakistan and Iran. Assistant U.S. Attorney Joshua Rothstein said U.S. authorities have not been able to verify Ali's claims. Ali and 40-year-old Arian Taherzadeh were arrested Wednesday. A detention hearing is scheduled Friday afternoon. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A U.S. federal appeals court has upheld U.S. President Joe Biden's requirement that all federal employees be vaccinated against COVID-19 and a 2-1 ruling of panel of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans reversed the lower court and ordered dismissal of the lawsuit challenging the mandate. Recapping our top story, in a rare, if not unprecedented, rebuke against one of the five veto-wielding members of the UN Security Council, the UN General Assembly has voted to suspend Russia from the World Organization's leading human rights body over allegations that Russian soldiers in Ukraine engaged in rights violations. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.